The advanced estimate of the second quarter growth shows a significant drop in the rate of economic growth in the U.S.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis advanced estimate, the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% during the second quarter, a significant drop from the first quarter's 3.1% growth. U.S. economy growth over the last four quarters was 2.3%. It should be noted that during the same period, the U.K.'s economy's growth reversed direction and recorded its first negative growth in the last 7 years. It appears that the Brexit may not provide all the windfalls that the current and maybe the last Prime Minister of the United Kingdom had promised in the past. Last quarter's growth was mostly boosted by increases in personal consumption and federal, state and local government expenditures, while reduction in non-residential investment, inventories and exports placed a drag on economic growth. Most economists expect the third and fourth quarter growth to be at a slower pace than the second quarter. We use gross national product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and where nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Okay, back to the second quarter data. Last quarter's GDP growth was mostly due to an increase in personal consumption expenditure, which rose by more than 4%. Also providing further boost was the large 5% increase in federal, state, and local government expenditures. During the first half of 2019, personal income in current dollars increased by 5% at annual rates. Adjusted for inflation, this comes close to only 1% increase in purchasing power. And yes, inflation appears to slowly and stealthily enter the economy while we are looking at other issues. Disposable personal income, that is, income after taxes, rose by 3.6% during the first half of this year, but inflation basically consumed all that increase, leaving its purchasing power unchanged during the first half of the year. We have, however, slightly raised our personal saving rates over the last 12 months. That's good news. Federal government expenditures rose by close to 8% at annual rates during the second quarter. That did give a boost to the rest of the economy. However, there was a cost. There is always a cost. Deficit is now approaching 4% of the GDP, something that we have not seen since the Great Recession. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.